Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the rising rate of homelessness.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. Homelessness across the country dropped by 3% last year, according to a report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. But in Ohio, the trend is moving in the opposite direction. Homelessness here increased by more than 3% in 2025. The rise is playing out in places like Southeast Ohio's Perry County. Clarissa Reynolds is a resource navigator with Hawking Athens Perry Community Action, and she's a member of the Perry Housing Coalition. So, Clarissa, an annual count has identified more and more people experiencing homelessness in Perry County, from 16 just a couple years ago to 56 people this winter. Of course, we know that once-a-year count is an imperfect measure of homelessness. But what do you think is driving this general upward trend?
Well, I think that just high housing cost in general, what, you know, used to be an average rent in Perry County was probably somewhere in the $600-$700 range. And I think our average in Perry County now is probably close to $900. And the unfortunate part is a lot of people who are surviving on SSI or on a limited income just do not have enough funds to pay rent and utilities and then survive. And even if they try to do it for a short amount of time, eventually the shortfall catches up and they end up being evicted. And if they don't have family or friends to go to, then they end up on the streets.
How do you see Perry County, which doesn't have a homeless shelter, fitting into that larger statistic about rising homelessness across the state?
You know, we're a rural area. A lot of times, our residents would rather stay here than try to go to a shelter in a, you know, larger area like Muskingum County or Fairfield County, just because a lot of those shelters are first come, first serve. And if they don't get into the shelter, then they are not familiar with those areas and don't know really where to even go. They are used to the woods. They're used to being out in Wayne National Forest, and they're more comfortable staying here and trying to find some place to sleep.
Yeah. Well, like you just said, Perry County isn't that populous. There's just about 35,000 people across more than 400 square miles. I imagine that makes it difficult to reach the homeless population there. What kind of resources are available?
If they're homeless and they make it to us, then we are able to give them a couple nights at the hotel. We sometimes see people who have been living in their car for months and they just need a night to recharge, get a shower, be able to stretch out in a bed. It does sometimes bring a lot of the homeless people to this area, but there's still a lot out in the more rural, even parts of Perry County, that we don't have a good handle on.
Yeah. What do you see as the biggest needs for the homeless population in Perry County? And I'm wondering if there's any stories of people that you've helped that stand out to you.
Just recently, I have been working with a homeless gentleman who's been living in a tent in some woods around here that I always kind of tell him to be like a ninja, because I need him to be not seen, not to draw attention, because unfortunately, those are the things that make people the most nervous about people that are homeless. I was so excited because I was able to find him a camper that was for rent. And at least when it rains and it's so horrible out, he does at least have some place to get in other than just his tent that he was having some issues with black mold. And so it's just was a great win for the week.
Clarissa Reynolds with Hawking Athens Perry Community Action and the Perry Housing Coalition. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.